Okay, this morning we're going to be heading on up to New Rockford to chat with Elliot Bellquist, head coach for Rocket Football and also the athletic director there at New Rockford Cheyenne. Good morning, Elliot.
Hey, good morning, Greg.
And a little snow on the ground up there in New Rockford, too, this morning? Or?
Yeah, perfect timing, right before deer hunting. So. Spot that 30-pointer a little easier.
Right, yeah. That's right, the big season opener happening this Friday, right? At what, noon, I think?
Yeah, Friday at noon.
Okay.
The big North Dakota holiday.
Right, yeah. Yep. All right. Well, thanks, Elliot, for joining us here. We appreciate it. And we want to kind of give a quick recap, talk about Rocket Football. Great, great season for the Rockets. Finished the season here at 8-2 and just fall to a tough Spartans team on Saturday. Final score 44-42. The Spartans come from behind to win it. Give us your thoughts on this game. It was just hard fought throughout the contest, right?
Yeah, I mean, this one feels a little different than last year to me. It just, last year I kind of felt like we let it slip away and did some things to ourselves. We did some things this year to ourselves too, but they just physically beat us. You know, their line took us over the second half, and Irie, you know, they put the ball on his shoulders, and he beat us. So hats off to them, tip the hat to them. They played a great game. You know, they executed the second half to dang near perfection. If you take away that pick six, you know, I don't even know the time of possession, but they dominated that, giving us only two possessions the second half. And this one, it hurts like always. Hats off to them.
Yeah, and you talked to Jack Irie, the running back for the Finley Sharon Hope Page Spartans. I had him down. He had 50 carries in this contest, 400 yards rushing. He is a workhorse back there and just hard to bring down.
Yeah, it was some ridiculous stat, I guess. I don't even know. I haven't even watched the tape yet and statted it for myself, but whatever it was, I know. I'm sure he was. He had to peel himself out of bed the next day. He was. He was hurting. He's a hurting guy. And 50 carries and 400 yards is a lot. But I guess he probably does that in 20 carries a lot of games. So our kids fought hard, battled. He's a tough kid. He's a tough runner. A great kid. Fun competitor to go against. You know, he's always helping kids up, and he's just a great character kid. So you like to see that out of someone and see a kid like that move on and win. But, he ran hard. I've never watched a kid run that hard in a football game before.
Yeah, it was something. Let's talk about junior quarterback Johnny Grand for New Rockford Cheyenne. I had him down 4 touchdowns, 287 yards. I did both your playoff games, for New Rockford Cheyenne this year. And I think Grant, he just looks super comfortable back there in the pocket, and he does a nice job for the Rockets.
Yeah, he's a true pocket passer. You know, obviously he doesn't like to run that much, and we don't want him to run that much because we don't want him to get hurt. But he's just so calm and composed out there. It's crazy to a kid that, you know, only started – this is the first year starting – has a presence that he does, and they threw him under pressure in that game. They brought 4 guys, they brought 5 guys, and he just slide stepped and moved himself in that pocket and made the throw. And man, how many strikes he threw! I think his final stats are going to be something like he had 4 there, 37 touchdowns and 2 interceptions. And I know two of the interceptions were just kind of third or fourth down bailouts that he just kind of got rid of and threw up. So remarkable accuracy on his part, and we're looking forward. You know, of course the coach and me, it's always thinking about next year and what do we got to do different and what do we got to do, and looking forward to having another year with him, that's for sure.
Okay, so let's talk about nine-man playoffs down to the semifinals. You got Linton HMB at Cavalier, Kidder County at Finley Sharon Hope Page. What do you think coming up this Saturday? What's going to be happening this Saturday, you think?
You know, I don't know a whole lot about Linton other than I watched them on Beck against Kidder County, and I don't know if they're missing kids still or not, but I think it's going to be tough for them to go up against Cavalier. I mean, I don't know that for sure, but I just think Cavalier is on a mission right now and playing well, and on home field they always play well. So I think Cavalier has the edge in that one, and I don't know what's going to happen in the Kidder County Finley game. There might be about four possessions in that game. The way Kidder County runs the ball, you know, they do a bunch of triple option stuff, and they're a ball control team, and so is Finley. So probably going to come down to turnovers, and hopefully Irie is feeling all right from the heavy workload the other day. And I'm going to give the edge to Finley, but I could see that one going both ways.
Okay, sounds good. Let's talk about Rocket Volleyball now. While we're talking this morning with head coach Elliot Bellquist of Rocket Football and also the AD in New Rockford. The Rockets of New Rockford Cheyenne, they will host a play-in game tomorrow. They're the number 5 seed going into the play-ins in Region 4, correct?
Yep. We had to make up a game last night with Duncease, and we got a 3-1 victory there. So we're the 5th seed, and Duncease will be the 12th. So now Duncease will travel to New Rockford tomorrow to play for the play-in game.
And then the winner of that one moves on to the Region 4 tournament that starts Monday in Devil's Lake then, right?
Yep, that's correct.
So, you know, Region 3 is I think, just one of three regions that still uses the district format. Region 4 is a super region. What are your thoughts on the super region? How's that going? Is it going okay up there?
I'd like it for volleyball, I guess. It makes things easier for scheduling, finding your teams. And, you know, you have to play your 11 teams and then pick up your other 5 games and tournaments. So it's nice, I think. You know, basketball, we don't quite need it yet with our 7 teams in the district. So eventually we'll probably go to that in basketball. And, you know, I don't know. We'll see once I'm actually coaching then if I like it or not. But, you know, it makes for some longer travel. Some of these nights you're going to Duncease on a school night. But I don't know who else we'd pick up to make up for those games anyways. So, you know, there's probably a horse apiece if you ask a coach about it.
Okay, let's give a little preview about the winter sports season for Rockets. You know, the boys basketball team, they're the defending Region 4 champs, and they got a lot coming back this year. They're looking pretty good, right?
Yeah, I think we'll be all right. You know, we have a tough schedule and all that. You know, talking with Coach Cook the other day is like looking down the list at teams that we play, and it's like, oh, if we don't play well, we could lose 11, 12 games. You know, we picked up some nice competition this year and really beefed up our schedule for our kids coming back to make another run at it. But we have a tough region. We know that, and we're going to have to hopefully give our kids some rest here and bounce back and get ready for some hoops here shortly.
Well, guys, that practice starts next month already, right?
Yeah, December 2nd. I haven't looked that far ahead yet. I'm trying to take it day by day right now. But now it'll come. You know, what usually happens, we take a week off here and everyone gets bored. And pretty soon I'll start getting texts and calls. Let's get into the gym. Let's start doing open gym. So, you know, everyone just got to shake it off here for a week and just relax and rest up. And then we'll get back out of here. Everyone will be fired up to get going here soon.
Now the girls basketball team, they got some returners too for this season, right?
Yeah, I think we'll be better. I think, you know, we lacked some height last year with Kiana Hopfoff being hurt. But we brought back majority of our starters and majority of our minutes. We lost a couple key seniors, but we bring back a lot of minutes, a lot of points per game. You know, hopefully Kiana will help us in the middle with her height and her jumping ability. So yeah, I think they're gonna be better. I think they'll be a little more competitive this year, so it'll be fun.
Okay, sounds good. We'll let you go, Coach, and congrats on a great season for Rocket Football, and good luck here coming up this winter season.
All right, thank you, Greg.
Yeah, you bet.